Welcome to Cork in Ireland. Cork on the south coast of the island of Ireland, a little bit inland from the sea and on the River Lee, near the mouth of the River Lee. Cork is a small city with 130,000 people approximately. And I'm setting out on a journey in words, a journey to express, choose, decide on, all of those kind of expressions, the words that best express my experience of returning to Ireland after a very long time abroad in the UK. So I've returned to Ireland, and this is the 10th year of being in Cork, a place which I hadn't been to before. I had lived in Limerick, I had lived in Dublin. So the journey into words is really an exploration into the question, what are the 30 words, to use a round figure, in fact probably about 28 or 27 words that I would choose to associate with Ireland, and why? And why? Because the why may be even more interesting than the word. So, and I'm in a bit of a dither for what word to pick first. So I'm certainly not going to, pick, you know, the number one word. It's hard enough to think I've got to come up with a word every single day. Now, I'm going to say the word that I rejected was green, for a number of reasons, most of all because it was a word I'd have used about Ireland no matter when you asked me, from probably about the age of four. I would have said Ireland was green. It's so overwhelmingly the dominant colour. The blue sky is not a dominant colour in Ireland. So I am rejecting words which are so publicly associated with Ireland that they would have been said at any time. So green goes out the door. So I'm struggling to find expression of where to start. So, if what's come to me today, this afternoon, as I've been thinking about this through, on a breezy, mainly clear sky, plenty of cloud around too, and little smatter of rain, but 14.5 degrees and nothing but green trees left and right of me. But the word I've come up with, because I'm finding it difficult to, you know, get a word that immediately jumps out at me, screaming, pick me, pick me, pick me, is confusing. So the first word I would say, which I associate with Ireland, coming back here after 30 years in the UK, is confusing. Now, why? Well, a returning immigrant or a remigrator, or whatever is the right word, an in-migrator, or whatever it is, somebody returning after having been away as long as 30 years and having had only a smattering of, you know, time in Ireland, that wouldn't be a very unusual thing. So much had changed in Ireland in that time. I left back in the 1970s, when there never was any question about Ireland being a rich country, Ireland having, you know, being up there in the league of economically developed nations. It wasn't really. But I was familiar with what it was like, so I would never have said that Ireland was a confusing place back in those days. 30 years in the UK changed all that fairly dramatically, because there I discovered striking differences between Ireland and the UK, which might help me in the future of this audio mo experience, because this is also a, my main intention is to contribute to the audio mo, contribute to the community clustering around the hashtag audio mo. So confusing when I came here, so much had changed, but also I had changed so much. So if you like, there were plates spinning, two sets of plates spinning, and two sets of plates spinning in a closed space run the risk of clattering against each other, especially since I didn't have real complete control over how I had changed, because, you know, I was had become unaware of how much I'd changed while I had eventually been in a sort of a way integrated into the UK. Well, not in a sort of a way, actually integrated. You know, reading UK papers, following UK politics and economics, UK culture, and valuing all of that, and Ireland having changed behind my back. So I come to Ireland, and the biggest experience, people used to say to me, you know, are you glad to be back? And one of the words was, it's confusing. And by that I meant, it's confusing me why people drive in the middle of the road rather than closer to the left-hand lane and don't let you overtake them. It's confusing to me how you get around Cork City when the signage is so dreadful. And other things that I can't think of right now at the moment. I mean, I'm not here to provide a list of the confusing things that there are in Ireland, but to explore what words best represent my thoughts and feelings. So there you are, the first word in on the first day of having a word on, I think, the 5th of June. Confusing. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you're not confused by the way in which I expressed myself. Bye-bye.